Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know yesterday back at practice, Bink, we'll get another practice report later on today, but Isaiah Pacheco did not practice. Also, George Karlaftis was limited. We'll keep an eye on that the rest of the week. If Pacheco doesn't practice today, I think it's fairly safe to say that he's unlikely to play on Sunday. I would say it's not looking great for his chances to play. And therefore, you know, who's going to get the call up? Is it Clyde? Is it Elijah Mitchell, as we discussed yesterday? I told you I wanted to be more Breshard Smith, but I came across this from Dan Orlovsky, and I think it speaks to why there's been so much desire from fans and from us on this show to see them go under center and help the run game, which also therefore will help the passing game a little bit. And this is kind of telling. I don't think this is a coincidence. You tell me. This is the percentage that teams go under center this year. Okay, the top five teams and the bottom five teams. So let me just tell you the top five teams. You might notice a trend. The team that goes under the center the most, Seattle, 70% of the time. The Rams, 69% of the time. The Lions, 52% of the time. So there's a huge gap, by the way, between Seattle. I'm not saying the Chiefs need to be on Seattle's level 70%. That's crazy, but it works for Sam Darnold.
And also, these quarterbacks are used to that kind of system.
No doubt. Lions, 52%. Bills, 51%. Patriots, 47%. Those are the top five teams. Bottom five, Saints only do it 18% of the time. Bengals, 15% of the time. Chiefs, 11%. Commanders, 7%. Falcons, 6%. You notice there's a difference between those five teams. The first five are all Super Bowl contenders. The bottom five, there's one team that's a Super Bowl contender, and it's Kansas City. I'm not saying that 11% needs to be 70%. Absolutely not. It doesn't even probably need to be top five. I don't need them to even be at 47% of the time where the Patriots are. Can they just be middle of the road instead of bottom five and going under center? I think we have seen in a couple games this year, Bink, when they go under center a bit more, not only is the run game more effective, but what does it do? It sets up the play action a bit. There was a stretch of games where they were willing to do that. We all know the one circumstance where it was highlighted more, unfortunately, was before halftime against Buffalo, first and goal at the 3, I think it was, or 2. And they went shotgun, I think, to the left of Mahomes, was Kareem Hunt. They're trying to run on first and goal. You get stuffed, and then we all know what happened. Ended up settling for a field goal. Go center. It doesn't even have to. This is the QB sneak thing. This is all of it. But I thought that was interesting, just the grouping of teams. Yeah. Is that a coincidence to you? I don't think it is.
No, and you'd like to see it more. But there's two factors here for the Chiefs. One, that's how Kevin Mahomes has basically been operating a lot, is the shotgun, right? Like, number one, your quarterback feels comfortable in that. And number two, you have to trust your offensive line. I mean, you mentioned teams there that have really good offensive line. Detroit's offensive line is really good. Mm-hmm. The Broncos could be the best offensive line this year in football. So the quarterback has to trust his line because you get more time. And obviously the Bengals are going to be at the bottom list because they don't trust that offensive line at times. Right. So that comes into whether you're under center or shotgun to give you more time to operate as a quarterback, but also where your quarterback feels the best. Now, I look at some of those teams and think, all right, well, Stafford is, you know, a general, you know, going back to college, being under center type of guy. Jared Goff, under center type of guy, not complete shotgun type of guy. So I do get that's the comfortability.
But I don't need it to be, 70, 60, 50.
You'd like to see more and they're more effective at that. I'm with you on that.
How about 35% of the time?
Trusting your offensive line, but your quarterback is good in those situations where you can get back there, survey the field a little bit more, have the angles. That's why the pistol offense became so popular, kind of halfway between the shotgun and the center, because the quarterback had the angles.
Yeah.
And
can I tell you,
it is cyclical.
The team on the list, and that makes no sense. Like that has no – not only do the Chiefs, should they not be in the bottom five on this, the Falcons being the team that goes under center the least makes – zero sense. Zach Robinson's their OC, all right? And I know he's rumored to be maybe the next Oklahoma State head coach, although he hasn't impressed me as an OC with Atlanta. They have Michael Penix as their quarterback. You know, if only they had some good running backs there, it'd be smart to go
like
under center
Bijan
in Atlanta.
And Algier.
They go under center 6% of the time, and they have Robinson and Algier. That makes no sense.
And Algier's just that thumper,
cow.
Man.
That makes zero sense to me.
I think it's because
the Commanders, same thing with them. I know Jaden Daniels has been hurt, but
I think it's because Zach Robinson knows that that Michael Penix ran shotgun a majority of the time
fair.
In college. So
that's
I think that
fair.
But
I think
you do have is comfortability, yep. which is but, true. And also, because I remember when Sam Bradford came out of college. And, you know, at that point, the Rams, is he going to be shotgun or under center? Because at Oklahoma, he was under center or in the shotgun, but in the NFL, they wanted to be under center. So you're actually taking somebody out of their comfort zone. And that was the big talk back then, you know, with these college quarterbacks that are always in shotgun, will they be able to go under center in the National Football League? That was the big talk. That's why people didn't buy into 100% my Mahomes in the NFL when it came to it because of, you know, being a shotgun type quarterback.
I'm not saying that even the Falcons don't need to be in the top five, but I just can't believe 6% of the time. And like the Chiefs only 11% of the time.
I think there's a little bit of devil's advocate. I think that I would play because the Chiefs have scored 28 or more points in five of the games. Yep. Like they're scoring points. It's not refraining them from doing that. The Bengals are scoring a lot of points. They've scored 40 almost 40 the last three games that they've played.
They're so in shootouts every game.
Yeah, I think that from an offensive perspective, shotgun isn't necessarily hurting the Chiefs or technically the Bengals on offense the way that it might be other teams because obviously with the Chiefs in particular, we've seen that success strained over the course of time. I feel like, and maybe it's offensive lines, but the defense for the Chiefs obviously is helping with some of this in terms of them being a contender and also just the offense being as good as it's been where you look at the bottom five of the list and like, well, they're five and four, but you know, it feels like the offense can still be effective without just going under shotgun or
but
the other teams.
Efficiency would say the Chiefs are doing well because they're number two in points per drive. So the efficiency part of the Chiefs, they are number two right behind the Colts as far as 2.83 points per drive.
You are top five records, the top five teams records are 34-12. The bottom five are 16-31. And I'm not saying like, oh my gosh, it's that simple. Just go under center and you're going
to
win games.
My
point is definitely not that like you just do that and automatically you're going to be a winning team, Commanders. Yeah. That's not the point. It's just that I can't believe how far off the pace that they are. And I do not think it's a coincidence that the top five teams are all viewed as Super Bowl contenders. That's all.
Well, and to your point, I do think like whether they need to do it or not, it does help out the run game, which in turn helps out the passing game with the play action stuff and all the other stuff that comes with it. So you think maybe the Chiefs don't necessarily need it, but maybe it would just make them a tick better because all of a sudden teams have to respect the run maybe a little bit more because they're more effective out of single back formation when Patrick Mahomes is under center. It gives the defense more to think about than just, well, they'll be in shotgun every single time.
You just don't want to be predictable. This goes back to tells. You don't want to be predictable because when you're under center, all of a sudden you turn around and hand the ball off to Kareem Hunt because he's more comfortable being in the backfield.
Play action.
You don't want to be a total tell. So when you're under center, you're going to be running the ball. So you don't want to be that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.